This is the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Of the Patriot Movement, the rediscovery of the Constitution, Bill of Rights, the attempt to restore the Republic, to rout the invaders, the neocons, the liberals, the overthrowers of the Republic, the enemy combatants, they are the revolutionaries, we are the counter-revolutionaries. I know we've got a lot of phone callers that are patiently holding, Roger and many, many others, Rodney and just a whole bunch of folks. Your calls are coming up in the next segment. I promise we'll go directly to them. Also, some of the news that's coming up, just amazing stuff about Walmart and the Defense Department with its RFIDs to microchip all your clothes and track you. This is from the Associated Press, by the way. It is being announced, and I was just handed the latest AP article. It's all over the news. They are officially proposing it on the West Coast, plans to go nationwide. I had folks who were on the federal board 3 years ago on about the plan to satellite track and control you and your car. That's all mainstream news now. Also, more lies about the weapons of mass destruction. Iraqis being arrested if they're caught selling alcohol and put in, quote, re-education centers, but they're tortured. That's all coming up today, so please stay with us. And I have some articles on Bohemian Grove. They have their big ritual tomorrow night in Northern California, and I have a Sacramento Bee article here. Also have another article out of the Press Democrat there in Santa Rosa, about 15 miles from where they have the bizarre world government meeting. So we'll go over that, too, I promise, in this hour. Let's go back to John Kottmeyer, and he's written a new book, Piercing the Illusion, Introduction, deals with the whys and wherefores of the dwindling of American individual liberties. It sets straight the widespread misconceptions of what freedom really is. It leads the reader through American history, revealing facts that are not taught in the established version of history, which our children are subjected. It exposes beyond a shadow of a doubt how Americans have been enslaved and don't even realize it. It names the individuals and presents irrefutable evidence of their treasonous acts. It reveals how America is 180 degrees from the purpose of its founding. And we'll talk more about Piercing the Illusion here on the show on this 14th of July, 2003. And by the way, as we talk, the UN is meeting in New York for a gun control meeting. And 2 years ago, in 2001, they had a meeting in July, in 2001, in mid-July, where they called for the complete disarmament of the American people and said, quote, this is the UNIDIR UN website, civilian ownership of firearms threatens the legitimate power monopoly of the state. John, most Americans want their guns. It's a God-given right. It's in the Bill of Rights. Even if 98% of people wanted the guns to be handed in, it couldn't happen in a republic. Why is Bush coming after our guns, and why are our conservatives accepting it, John?
Well, what is a conservative? What is the meaning? You know, I've come to ask what the meaning of that word is, conservative. The conservatives who call themselves Republicans, you know, they're more or less socialists. Why do they want our guns? Because then if they actually got more guns in probably the United States than any other country in the world, and if they actually took over and enforced the police state they have set up, then Americans most likely wouldn't put up with this, and you have some kind of guerrilla warfare.
They've set the police state.
Not that I think it would be successful, because when you put the weapons that they have in the military in the hands of 18-year-olds and 19-year-olds who know hardly anything about their country or its founding, we're in danger.
And they've said they want to get rid of Posse Comitatus. They want to put troops on the streets, so they're accelerating that program.
That's correct.
And we'll come back and talk about Posse Comitatus and the Patriot Act, and we'll take calls as well for all those that are holding. John Kottmeyer is our guest. the new book, and it's powerful, Piercing the Illusion. Infowars.com is the website. We'll be right back.
You are what you eat, and that's why people are turning to nutritional supplements. The question is, what is the quality of those supplements? One company, Verified Quality, has actually set the standards in the industry. In fact, most other supplement companies couldn't even come close to the quality controls that are required by the folks at Verified Quality. All raw materials that are used to create the Verified Quality products are quarantined, analyzed, tested, and screened for purity, potency, and freshness before they can even be accepted. That's why the Power Hour chooses Verified Quality. They're the best in the nutrition business. When it comes to nutrition, Verified Quality is Verified Quality. Visit verifiedquality.com or call 1-800-797-3697 for more information. Take another look at that pill you're about to swallow. Do you really know how it was made or what's really in it? Visit verifiedquality.com or call 1-800-797-3697. That's 1-800-797-3697. Verified Quality is Verified Quality.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here, and I'm very excited to announce the release of my bombshell documentary film, 911, The Road to Tyranny, on DVD. That's right folks, DVD. The original film was 144 minutes long. The DVD version is 170 minutes. If you want to wake up your friends and families to the truth of what happened on September 11th, this is the film for you. The Road to Tyranny is already sending shockwaves through Washington and across the United States. You absolutely must see this DVD. It covers the history of government-sponsored terrorism, the police state and homeland security, the nightmare UN population control programs, the cashless society control grid, satellite tracking, implantable microchips, and much, much more. Bottom line, this film is waking people up. Order your copy on VHS or DVD today and man the guns of the InfoWar. Order right now by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. Again, that number, 888-253-3139.
Introducing the best air purifier in the world, the Aeronizer. Air purifier is not a filter, and there are no messy plates to clean or replace. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen from the air that you're breathing. There are no moving parts, and it's ideal for odors and allergies. It works for just pennies a day with 24-hour, 7-day-a-week continuous action. Made of the finest materials, it has a 2-year warranty on all parts and labor, and the Aeronizer kills bacteria and mold. It works in the way that nature does, in cleaning and purifying the air in your home. Cooking odors are gone in seconds, and pet odors are removed before they become annoying to your friends and family. Cigarette and cigar odors are no problem for this purifier. It leaves the air fresh and clean. For more information about the Aeronizer, call toll-free and tell them you heard about it on Genesis.
The toll-free number to call is 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
The chair is against the wall. The chair is against the wall. To all the friendlies out there, to all those that love our constitutional republic, north, south, east, and west, and all points in between, we are the counter-revolutionaries in a desperate attempt to educate you about your liberties and freedoms and about the criminal crime syndicate known as the New World Order that is dumbing you down, poisoning your food and water, moving to disarm you, setting up a high-tech police state, putting in the satellite tracking taxation grid, the RFID chips and all the clothes and everything else, moving ahead for total control of a compact city, destroying the family farm, bringing you nothing but centralization and dehumanization. We are about to go to Rodney and Dan and Roger and Spencer and everybody else that's patiently holding. The toll-free number to join us on air is 800-259-9231. We're talking to John Kottmeyer, author, researcher, constitutionalist, fighter of the globalist, founder of the Liberty Works Radio Network. He's written a new book, Piercing the Illusion. It's powerful. John, talking about Patriot Act 1 and 2, Homeland Security, the end of Posse Comitatus, the announcements of putting troops on the streets, all of this in your face, 110%, grade A, textbook, martial law dictatorship. Your response to the incredible acceleration of the globalist plan.
Well, the reason for that is because of the educational effort that's put forth by the fellowship and like groups around the country. I mean, there's so much, and of course, with the internet, I mean, it's a, the source of information is so vast that they're really becoming very alarmed, which is good for us because as they move forward fast, they with a sense of urgency, it's like overplaying their hand, and more people become aware just through that because they raise a lot of questions. What we have to do is get the proper information to the public as they become alarmed so that they don't go off on all these sidetracks or what we call wild theory efforts.
That's it. There's so much stuff you can prove that's admitted, but so many of the so-called anti-government, you know, what the media would call them, talk show hosts are off in la-la land, stuff you can't prove.
Oh, yes. I mean, there's a lot of so-called conservative talk show hosts that won't even let me get on the on their show to talk about my book, which is elementary American right down to the line. All they want to do is talk about, calling your congressman or whatever.
And how dumb the liberals are, how dumb the conservatives are when it's two sides of the same coin, or did you hear about Hillary's book? Who cares?
That's correct. Who cares about Hillary's book?
Well, I mean, it's just mindless dribble. And then you got the whole other genre that's often it's flying saucers and Tesla stuff, things that can't be proven when they're openly saying they're going to put troops on the streets. Now, in my new film, Police State 3, Total Enslavement, I know you've seen some of the other films. I doubt you've seen the new one.
Right. No, I haven't seen the new one yet.
But we have all their own articles, the globalists on TV saying it out of their own mouths. The head of FEMA in New Jersey said, quote, in a red alert, you can't leave your house. You will, quote, be considered an enemy combatant. You will have no rights. You can be put in relocation centers. We can take your land. This is Gazette News Service. This is AP. This is textbook martial law. The Washington Post said if there's a red alert, they're going to take your kids to FEMA centers, won't let you have them. Oh, and by the way, you might have to turn your guns in to make sure everything's safe. I mean, they're out in the open, John, and I think they're going to launch another major terrorist attack. Government-sponsored terrorism, 911, Oklahoma City. How important is that as an ace in the hole for the criminal globalists to blow stuff up and then pose as our saviors?
Well, of course it's important, particularly when you have so much of the population that are ignorant as to what's going on. That's why we have to increase our educational effort every day.
Who's behind the terrorism? Who stands to gain from it, John?
Well, of course, the world, New World Order, the setting up the globalist government, which is satanic, so it goes right back to Lucifer. Just like in the Book of Revelations. I mean, we're
they create the crisis.
Times, and I'm excited about it. I mean, it gives me an opportunity to serve God in the proper way.
Absolutely, absolutely. Let's take some calls. Rodney in Texas, thanks for holding her on the air.
Yes, I'll be real brief. I have a couple of questions I want to direct to both Alex and John. The first question involves this latest tactic by the people in the White House to confuse people. Alex, you mentioned near the beginning of your show that Condoleezza Rice just came out with another lie or another spin saying that now we have evidence that we did have information showing that there was a connection between this uranium and Niger. Now, I guess my question is, doesn't this kind of work to their advantage to have all of this misinformation and confusion and bedlam out there to keep people wondering, what is the real truth?
Well, let me try to answer that. Yeah, it's a smokescreen. Part of moving ahead so fast and lying on purpose, practicing the lie, I said it over and over again. Bill Clinton was meant to drag us through the mud psychologically, train us to accept corruption, and Bush and his puppet cronies, because they're all just puppets, are doing the same thing. So they come out and they say, Niger sold uranium to Saddam in the State of the Union. Turns out that Bush knew months before that was a total lie.
Right.
This is smoking gun confirmed.
Right.
Then last week, Rumsfeld comes out and says, we never said that. Remember, this is on the State of the Union.
Right.
We never said that, and we never said it was new weapons of mass destruction or that he was hiding them. Well, the guy's on TV 100 times conservatively saying this. And then now Condoleezza Rice. Now, that was on Thursday.
Right.
Then on Saturday or Sunday on the news shows, Condoleezza Rice comes out and says, oh, yeah, we have a bunch of evidence. This is true. So
Right.
It's up is down, down is up, 1984 type lying. John Kottmeyer, why do they do this?
Well, the point is, Alex, it doesn't matter if for them to do this or not. If we held them to the law, they wouldn't go there any which way unless Iraq had attacked us, because we can only declare war when the country's being attacked. So Bush's and the Congress's actions in this regard were seditious. They should be arrested and tried and put in jail.
Now, John, I would add that under the laws of sedition or attack by a foreign power, we could, if we had a republic, Mexican presidents have called for taking over the Southwest. If a patriot was president, I would imagine we would see a attack on Mexico to push him back from the border.
If they were actually attacking us and invading us.
Well, they're calling for
it. They're invading us with illegal aliens, but that's not the same as an army invading us.
So George Washington or Thomas Jefferson handle Mexico saying they're going to take over the Southwest?
Well, first of all, if it was Thomas Jefferson or George Washington handling Mexico, they wouldn't be allowing all these Mexican illegals to come across the border. When we had Liberty Works Radio Network, when we interviewed one of these, he was the head of the union for the Border Patrol, and he told us that they confined the Border Patrol to 1 mile, and on the border, and that left the aliens to go across anywhere they wanted.
And on 1 mile, they're allowed to look left or right, but only one direction, and their main job is picking up garbage.
That's correct, and in all the California or the New Mexico towns or whatever, they're not allowed to root them out. So the question is not them coming across; it's the government inviting them across and not doing their job and
exactly.
Repelling
it's,
them.
It's New York and D.C. running this. Anything else, Rodney? I guess Rodney's gone.
Yeah.
Okay, let's talk to Dan in Illinois. Dan, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yeah, how you doing, Alex?
Good, sir.
I was going to say about the denial, I think what most people do is that they feel that it's out of their control, like death, what's going to happen, and I think that's what the denial is.
Well, I agree with you there, but it also contributes to that is the ignorance of their culture and the law.
Look, I have stopped bills by going and catching bribery going on. I have stopped laws in the city by myself. No one else shows up. You know, if the people would just get out there and do something instead of going, it's too big, pick a subject, the land grabbing, the gun grabbing, the open borders, the corrupt courts, pick a key area of the New World Order, fight it in your area, and no others are doing it. I mean, don't wait for orders from headquarters. Go to the sound of the guns. John?
Well, I agree. In fact, I think if my book was studied and promoted across the country, it would go a long way, not just because it's my book, it took me 40 years to get the knowledge to put into that book on how to fight this thing and where we should fight it, the pertinent points, and not have all these brush fires that don't really go anywhere, just use up our energy.
Exactly.
It almost would take like a Martin Luther King type of movement, wouldn't it?
Well, of course, but Martin Luther King had the advantage of the establishment media. That's why I'm working so hard to create a media for the Americans, like Alex on the air every day and other people like him constantly all day long. The only form of media that we have is internet, print, video, and radio talk. That's it. We can't afford television. Hopefully soon, if we can keep on going,
well,
we can
the chink of the armor,
but
John.
We need media, which he had and we didn't.
John, a chink in the armor is Access TV. I know my videos have aired on at least 300 stations. That's why they're trying to shut Access down. People need to get into their Access, get control of it, learn the law, and not let cable companies shut it down because they're getting the right-of-way for free and they sign deals with the cities. We've got to use that Access TV.
That's right. Well, you know, the attack on they're expanding their attack on the First Amendment. The attack on Irwin Schiff and his book, The Federal Mafia.
Yeah, saying he can't sell his book. That's book burning.
That's correct. That's a first step against shutting us down.
Absolutely. Thanks for the call, Dan. We'll come back and talk to Roger and Spencer and others. We're with John Kottmeyer. John, I want to talk about some of the 40 years of knowledge you have, key areas to resist the New World Order, the overthrowers, the enemy combatants, the Al-Qaeda that is the CIA.
Berkey water filters are the ultimate filters used worldwide for normal or hostile filtration environments to provide the most delicious, sparkling, clean water possible. The Berkey Light self-sterilizing filter elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, chemicals, and they reduce lead, mercury, aluminum, nitrate, sulfur, odors, foul taste, and much, much more. Yet they leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light has ridges to deflect water if the upper chamber is overfilled, and it can be used anywhere on a flat surface. That's because it has an elevated base. The entire system joins together to make the Berkey Light convenient to transport, even while it's filtering water. Its rechargeable bright white LED lamps allow for optimum use at night or during emergency conditions. Get the Berkey Light, the ultimate filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Hi, this is Jack Brownrigg with a Gold Alert from Midas Resources. Folks, it's time to shed your complacency. Gold has seldom, if ever, been a better buy. Midas Resources is now in a position to potentially show you considerable profits. But you have to act now. With $10 collector gold coins at the closest price to melt I've seen in my 24 years in the business. These are the same coins that are likely to soon command substantial premium prices as they have in the past. We can deliver them to you now with minimal downside risk. Or we can let you buy them later at a considerable higher price. Don't buy them later, folks. Do it now. That's $10 collector gold coins, $10 and $20 collector gold coins, at the nearest to melt in my 24 years in this business. Call Midas Resources, 800-686-2237. That's Midas at 800-686-2237.
Ted Pike's monumental new video, Why the Mideast Bleeds, exposes the two main causes of international Arab terrorism. First, a century of Zionist abuses and atrocity against Palestinians. Second, evangelical Christian support for such abuses. The unprecedented video documents how the Talmud incites Israeli aggression, how the loss of freedom under Homeland Security results from unconditional support of Israel. It exposes what really happened in the West Bank under Sharon's 2002 invasion, and how Bush is making possible Israel's control of the entire Mideast. Michael Collins Piper of the American Free Press says, Pike's video, Why the Mideast Bleeds, is the most straightforward, fact-filled presentation available today. It's a must-see. Send $25 to Ted Pike, Box 203, Oregon City, Oregon, 97045. Why the Mideast Bleeds, Ted Pike's monumental video, is available now. Send $25 to Ted Pike, Box 203, Oregon City, Oregon, 97045. Or visit their website at truthtellers.org.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, we're about to go to Kalina, Roger Spencer, and others. In fact, let's go to Kalina right now. You're on the air with one of the old-timers who's been fighting the New World Order at point-blank range, John Kottmeyer, and I'm going to start throwing some news stories out at John and getting his comments on them, and we'll also talk about some of the key areas to fight the New World Order from his great knowledge and study. Let's go ahead and go to Kalina in Alaska. You're on the air. Go ahead.
It's Pauline.
Pauline. I was told Colleen. Pauline, go ahead.
Yeah. You know, paying taxes, there's we are guilty when we pay taxes, we have this abortion thing, you know?
You're saying that the taxes fund abortion because the government funds it, and yeah. Bush will cut it by $90 million and then increase another program by $5 billion, and then they go, oh, look, he cut abortion funding. Is that what you're saying?
No, we're guilty of, you know, by association paying taxes, you know?
No, I don't understand. Elaborate
when,
for me.
When we pay taxes, we're guilty of killing babies.
Yeah, you're saying it funds the abortions.
Yeah.
Well, look, not one red cent. This is Ronald Reagan, not Alex Jones. One red cent of the income tax goes around the country. It goes right into the IMF World Bank. And John Kottmeyer is a real expert on this, John.
Well, the thing of it is... abortion is the natural aborting of the baby by the body itself. Aborticide is the taking of an infant that hasn't been born.
So, again, they're changing semantical names.
That's correct. The Supreme Court had no right making a ruling on aborticide. Of course, they called it abortion because murder, which it was and still is, When you take a baby from the womb, murder is a state crime.
Yeah.
It has no federal jurisdiction. And no state had changed the law for the Supreme Court to hear it. There was no jurisdiction for the Supreme Court to hear Roe versus Wade.
Now, John, this is a key point. This is what the Bill of Rights Constitution, the Founding Fathers said. It's the way it's supposed to work. But it's these frauds, like the 16th Amendment that was never ratified, that's admitted. They just say, this is the way it is, and everybody follows the order.
They all, because the news media tells them the Supreme Court is the law. But the first part of the Constitution, after the preamble, Article 1, Section 1, says all legislative authority is in Congress, not the Supreme Court. Judges cannot make law. They can only rule as to the application of the law or the infraction of the law.
Well, there's also
people have to understand.
John Kottmeyer, there's also the 10th Amendment. The powers not delegated to the United States by the Constitution or prohibited by the states are reserved to the states respectively or to the people. The 9th Amendment expands that. The enumeration in the Constitution of certain rights shall not be construed to deny or disparage others retained by the people.
That's exactly what I was talking about. The Supreme Court had no jurisdiction to hear that because it's a state crime.
Now, what do you say when they answer it? And I've actually argued on air against, you know, big professors, constitutional law scholars like Gralia. He says that the Constitution is, quote, a luxury, and what was the other term he used? A privilege, and that we got to go ahead and get rid of it. He said that on radio here locally. But
well,
I would expand. But he expanded on that. These guys say, well, the Civil War answered that, and so it's a federal system now. John, what do you say to that?
Well, that's if you read my book, that's when the problem started with Abraham Lincoln. He was a Whig. Whig or Federalist. And the Revolution
started with
Lincoln.
And how did they deal with the Whig?
Started with Hamilton and then got ground with Lincoln.
Yeah, how did they deal with a bad thing happened to Hamilton?
What do you mean, with Hamilton got killed by Burr, you mean?
Yeah, the
Hamilton was a monarchist.
Yeah, he wanted a king.
Yeah, he's the one proposed that Washington be king.
And he's the father of federalism.
He's the father of federalism. He was the founder of the Federalist Party, which later became known as the Whig Party. And when Abraham Lincoln ran for office, he said, I'm a Hamiltonian Whig.
And the war exactly was not about slavery. It was already being abolished.
Nothing to do with slavery.
In fact,
like I talk about in my book, where General Fremont wanted to free the slaves in Missouri, and Lincoln said, if you do, I'll take your commission away from you.
Well, he also wrote in a letter to Congress, he said, if I could unite the country without freeing a single black slave, by God, I would do it.
That's correct. But Lincoln, you know, I'm proud to say that the state I'm from, their state saw...
He had members of Congress arrested.
Over 35,000.
35,000.
I mean, not only Congress, but I mean the whole country, citizens, they were arrested without charge and put into prison.
So we've seen Patriot Act before. Yeah, and Texans removed two northern governors at gunpoint. That's just history they don't teach in schools. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
You're sick because you allow yourself to remain sick. And you remain sick because you don't provide your body with the enzymes and other nutrients that only come from raw foods. You haven't alkalized your body, and in fact, the powerful Black Mercury replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Alex Jones here. I can't back down. I love this republic, this country, way, way too much. And history shows that when you give in to corrupt government, it doesn't stop racing to the bottom. It's the nature of the sadistic control freaks that were ruthless enough to get into those positions of power. They enjoy dominating for domination's sake. They got more money, more power, more control than they could ever use. They don't care. They want it all. They want it now. But John Kottmeyer, you know, it really has been a wake-up call for people that we were on the air more than six years ago, I was, warning people of the plan to put satellite tracker boxes in all the cars, that the interface was already in all the new cars. It was an official federal plan. Now they're announcing it, and people are really getting angry. But they don't even know how to say no to this system, and the car manufacturers are putting it in standard more and more. You got to protest that. I mean, it's not like corruption is just going to stay at this place. If we let them stay in control, it's going to get worse and worse. So many people say, ah, c'est la vie. You know, it's always been that way. But corruption isn't stagnant or at one point, is it? It's not fixed.
But what you have to do there is just disconnect the antennas.
Here's the problem. They're saying to gas up, you're going to have to plug it in each time by law at the gas pump.
Well, hook the antenna, plug it up, disconnect the antenna.
And then the cops pull you over.
Well,
this
no,
is what they'll do.
Then you file suit against them. You know, it's interesting. I ought to send to you a copy of my... I'm challenging the seatbelt law of Maryland. And it's really interesting what's going on in the government to try to keep me from taking that forward. They've done everything, including to get me back all my fees, fines, and everything, which is unheard of, because they're so afraid of that going up.
Now, let me stop, folks. They don't want you to wear seatbelts because they love you. They do that because it's part of a federal plan. This is part three of the four-part National Seatbelt Initiative of 98 that
right.
Bush has continued. It is to build hardened checkpoints to, quote, check to see if you're wearing your seatbelt, but Part 3 admits it's about an internal toll road and checkpoint at state and city lines to have your car searched and taxed, literal
right.
freebooting, literal piracy, or what's the term, where pirates feed on you. That's what they're doing there.
Yeah, it's a conditioning. It's a conditioning for people to get used to being stopped and checked without.
Well, they
probable
admit it.
Cause.
They say it's to train you to accept checkpoints.
That's right. To be searched without probable cause.
And you know, the
exactly
average cop.
What it's all about.
The average cop is against us. They say, "Oh, it's for seatbelts." But by the way, go ahead and search the car. While this 4th of July, I drove to see family in East Texas, and I would see swarms of police and wolf packs pulling over 10 cars randomly, searching
right.
their cars, families with their goods dumped out on the road. What did that have to do with seatbelts?
Well, that's right. I got stopped at 3 of those checkpoints. That's how I got 3 seatbelt tickets. But anyway, they're really scared to death. I mean, it's really
You're a former police officer.
They
yourself.
Even falsified the docket, which I can send them to jail for. It's really interesting.
How did they falsify the docket?
Well, you see, I filed notice of appeal. And they tried to trick me into making it out of time, which they couldn't do because I understood the rules, because I've been in these courts for years. And they thought they were playing with a novice. But anyway, they returned all my money to me without saying anything. The judge just ordered the court to send it back to get me to believe that I won the case when there was no ruling, you see. And so I filed a notice of appeal anyway. And then the state come back and ordered, against it, and then the judge ruled in the state's favor after the time limit for filing the notice.
Well, John, let me stop you. Let me throw something in here.
Right.
All the time now, people go to jail without ever being told they can have a jury, without ever really even having a trial, without the judge even, without an indictment. Here in Austin, if you get arrested for no seatbelt or parking tickets, they ask you to sign, they go, sign this, we'll let you call your lawyer. I mean, for any small thing. When
right.
you sign it, the whole back is family violence, drug abuse, drinking and driving, drug dealing, and people sign it, and the news announced, now in Travis County, you're guilty until proven innocent. I have the CBS News piece, a little clip of it, in Police State 3. How are
right.
they just putting people in jail when they never even had a trial? I mean, it's getting crazier and crazier.
Well, that's correct, because people were not fighting it properly. You know, it isn't just to talk about this now, because it's so involved, it takes a while to develop so you can understand what I'm talking about.
But they're not even real courts, is what I'm saying. It's just...
If they're courts under the Constitution of the state, they're real courts. There's nothing wrong with the system that we have. It's the perversion of it by those who are running it.
Well, John, what I'm telling you is, here in Austin, and I've talked to Red Beckman, it's happening in Wyoming.
Right.
I don't know about Maryland.
Oh, it's happening all over.
Let me give you an example. Up in Maryland, you've got the Lockheed Martin Marietta
right.
Red light cameras. The Defense
right.
Department running them, private defense agency. There's no witness. The private company gives you a ticket. People pay it. Now, that's not real.
That's the same thing. That's what they figured with the $25 fine for a seatbelt. Nobody would fight it. But John Cutmar's going up if it cost him $1,000 to fight it. So that's the difference, you see.
But what I'm saying is they've got all these new color of law things that aren't even courts.
Well, no, the courts are courts, but they're being perverted by people who are abusing the system.
But I'm talking about a defense contractor sending you a ticket.
Oh, I understand, but the best way to fight that is the Sixth Amendment. You can't, you know, you've got the right to face your accuser, and they can't bring him into court.
So well, that's why they pulled the cameras out in San Diego. Plus,
well, that's right.
Lockheed got caught shortening the red lights, shortening the yellow lights, and causing
right.
more accidents.
Well, that's correct. That's correct, because it's all about money, and you keep talking about money over the air all the time. Get people to understand that
it's not to keep us safe, John.
Oh, of course not. You and I both know that. You know, when I was on the police force, the police were totally different then. They're trained different now. Totally. I mean, I was on the police force back in the late 50s, early 60s. And, I mean, even the attitude of the police, the way these police act now, if we had one like that on the force then, we called him Badge Happy. We thought he was a nut. You know, because we try to apply common sense.
And by the way, people tried to bring you, John,
citizen, huh? People
tried to bring you pie and coffee and waved at you, didn't they?
Well, I mean, I worked mostly black neighborhoods in Baltimore the whole time I was on. In fact, I never worked any white neighborhoods. I always worked black neighborhoods. And we had no problems whatsoever. I'd be sitting in a radio car, and without saying a word, they come by and throw a cigar in for me or a miniature or so whatever. They just throw it right in the window and just wave at you going down the street.
If I was to throw a cigar into a police car, I'd probably get shot.
Right. I mean, the attitude is like night and day today. I mean, I've never seen anything like it. In fact, let me tell you, I was asked to do things then that I knew was clearly unconstitutional, and I just refused. And they didn't say a word to me. They just went on to find somebody else who would do it. They didn't
Amazing.
Say a word to me. They knew that they didn't want to hand the fool with that.
John, what
but
are
the,
some
but
of the...
the problem is today these police don't even know what the Constitution is.
Exactly. And then when you tell them... Have you seen 911, The Road to Tyranny?
Not yet, no.
In the video, you've got to see this, John. I have FEMA in Kansas City. A firefighter sent it to me. God bless him.
Right.
I have FEMA in a classroom of cops and firefighters and sheriff's deputies say, quote, Thomas Jefferson, George Washington, terrorists.
No,
all Christians.
I beg your pardon. I saw that, and you're correct.
Yeah, all Christians are terrorists. And then I have their training manual they handed out. All
right.
gun owners are terrorists. Anyone that says they're a defender of the U.S. Constitution is a terrorist. I've been at a
checkpoint.
Exactly. I've been at a checkpoint and said, Fourth Amendment, you can't do it. I've seen the cops step back, put their hand on their gun. They've been trained. If somebody talks about Constitution, that's terrorist. And then I have them arresting Abby Newman, a woman with no criminal record, Navy veteran, at a checkpoint. We're talking about the Fourth Amendment. They arrest her and then find a pocket Constitution and debate whether it's legal or not. Now, how insane is that?
Well, I don't know if it's insane, but I'd like to see one of them arrest me for such a thing, because I'd have their home. You know, you've got to learn this. We've got to sue these people.
But John, how does a police officer swear an oath to the Bill of Rights and Constitution and then arrest a woman on the side of the road? We have the video out of the squad car, their audio microphones meant to frame us, caught them, saying, is this legal? And they discuss it. I mean, how did they not know if the Constitution's legal?
Alex, when I got out, I wasn't taught anything about the Constitution in the police academy. Zilch. I was told in the police academy that whether the law is right or not is none of our business. That's up to the legislature. They're the ones that change the law.
That's just like what they tell juries.
Now, when I went in to raise my hand to take the oath, the knowledge I had about the Constitution, you could put in a thimble. All I did was go through the ceremony of raising my right hand and saying, I do, like we were told to do. And that's about it. When I got stopped for one of these seatbelt tickets, I started talking the Constitution to the police. And I talked about, first off, I said, because some people are exempt from the seatbelt, that it makes it unconstitutional as to the Equal Protection Clause of the 14th Amendment. He says, well, I understand that, sir. He says, but we're acting under federal law, and federal law supersedes state law.
See, a state following the seatbelt is also about federalization.
That's correct. I said, but wait a minute. I said, federal law does not supersede state law. There's no overlap. None whatsoever. He says, oh, I beg your pardon, there is. I said, where? He says, well, I don't have time to argue that. I tried to engage him through letters, but he wouldn't take the bait to be taught. But they're told that federal law supersedes state law, when that's the biggest fake there is. It does not supersede. It's fallacious.
John Kuttmeyer, I want to talk about a few news stories, and I want to talk about some of the solutions in your book. Let's take two final calls real quick from Roger and Spencer. Roger in Pennsylvania, quickly, you're on the air.
Yeah, thanks, gents. Of course, it sounds, John, like you came up against invincible ignorance there.
That's correct.
Yeah. Hey, I won't be 2 minutes unless you want to carry it further or can't keep your interrupt the bust in neutral, in which case I'll call back another day, Alex. It's a good thing.
Hey, hold on. What did you just say?
I said unless you want to carry it further or can't put your interrupt the bust in neutral, in which case I'll call back.
Well, I'll just let you go now, Roger. Thanks for the call. Let's talk to Spencer in Ohio. Go ahead, Spencer.
Yes, sir, Alex. I'd like to remind you and everyone that 2004 is the Masonic year, according to Whitaker's British Almanac, and Aaron Burr was a Tory, and he's related to the Bush family through the Skull and Bones bloodline. And at least Alexander Hamilton wanted Congress to coin our money rather than have Greenspan transfer our wealth to strange lands in a money laundering scheme thanks to the Patriot Act.
Absolutely.
Well, I don't know. I don't know if Alexander Hamilton had anything to do with the Patriot Act or the coining of our money.
I know. I think he's being a little sarcastic.
Is that what he's being?
And back in 1941, Churchill and Stalin signed a mutual agreement pact. Was FDR catatonic? That was this week in 1941.
All right.
Yes, sir.
Anything else, Spencer?
Yeah, did Hitler have a shrink from Harvard?
Yes.
Okay, sir.
Thanks, Spencer. Kind of unusual calls there at the end. And to Roger, yes, I know I jump in a lot and add points, because if I don't, later I'll forget about them. This is the most popular show on the network. Yes, I listen to Moan rebroadcast. I do interrupt sometimes, but I expect somebody to interrupt me if they want. I keep callers on longer than anybody else does. So in between the eruptions, time total, you get more time than on any other show probably on average. So I just don't want personal comments, little petty jokes. My show is not about that. You want to be serious about something? I understand. I appreciate your call and everything, and I don't mean to get mad at you. I'm very tired. I work very hard, and yes, I've been jumping in because I want to hit a lot of different points and bring all the different points in so people who are listening for the first time understand what we're dealing with. John Kottmeyer, other areas, areas that you think are places we should focus on in this fight?
Well, we have to go to where the power comes from for the Federalists. And what we have to do is get people to understand that these things have to be removed. That like the one worlders circumvented the Constitution with entitlements, and they did this through treaty laws. And people have to understand how these things work, so they don't they got the American people to enslave themselves through Social Security by making application for the number. Because Social Security is only applies to non-resident aliens, foreigners, through a treaty law. So once they got the American people to apply and become part of the system, that gave them the right voluntarily to circumvent the Constitution with all these entitlements. And then they grew on these entitlements to enslave them. Now, another way that they enslaved the American people is through zoning.
John, let me just before we get into zoning... Let me just add something to what you just said, a case point example. Bill Clinton got up on MTV, and I have his quote in my book, Descent into Tyranny, and he said, well, these people in housing projects aren't under the Bill of Rights, so we can search all their homes without a Fourth Amendment warrant because they took something from the government. Is that what you're saying?
That's exactly what I'm saying. It's entitlements. There's a rule of law that says that a beneficiary has no standing against his benefactor.
And that goes back to the sharecropping laws.
That's correct. I mean, so once they say that you're building credits towards benefits by paying that tax, which is voluntary for citizens, and you just build for those benefits, that doesn't mean that you have a right to those benefits. You just can apply for those benefits.
So it's just like now they're creating something new that in 10 years they'll think you're crazy if you argue with it. We got to fight it now, where you go to jail for not wearing a seatbelt, and they come to you with a form and say, please sign here. This is on the news. And then you admit to a bunch of crimes that they know you didn't do. It's a standard form. Well, if everybody starts doing it, they'll claim, because everybody's ignorant, oh, this is just the way we do it.
That's right. It's, you know, it's the same way with zoning. I built my house without a zoning permit.
So you get into how zoning's a big part of the tyranny.
Oh, yeah, and I was a home builder, right? So this is 1975. The state's attorney here in the county filed an action against me. And so we before we go to court, I had a preliminary hearing. I told them I wanted a jury, et cetera, et cetera. So then they had a Feretta hearing where the judge asked me if I wanted a lawyer to represent me, and I told him, oh, no. I said, you know, I think I'm capable of representing myself. I don't think wild horses should keep me out of the courtroom.
Tell you what, stay there. We'll finish the story, plug your bug, throw a couple news articles out at you, John Kottmeyer. I want to thank all the listeners, all the callers, all the affiliates, the folks running the show, our sponsors, and the people that fund this network. We'll be back with John Kottmeyer in the final segment. Stay with us.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for a New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart piece by piece and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Through the years of providing water filters to America, you've come to us and we've listened. You asked us to make the water level visible to eliminate the guesswork when refilling the water. We listened. You asked for an elevated base so the system could be used in places beside on the edge of a counter. We listened. You asked us to develop a filter that was made in the USA. We listened. You asked us to include an emergency light for camping and during power outages. We listened. After 9/11, you asked us to develop a filter that was more powerful in removing chemical agents. Again, we listened. Introducing the Berkey Light, the gravity filter requested by America, designed by Americans, and made in America. Get the Berkey Light, the American water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Ted Pike's monumental new video, Why the Mideast Bleeds, exposes the two main causes of international Arab terrorism. First, a century of Zionist abuses, an atrocity against Palestinians. Second, evangelical Christian support for such abuses. The unprecedented video documents how the Talmud incites Israeli aggression, how the loss of freedom under Homeland Security results from unconditional support of Israel. It exposes what really happened in the West Bank under Sharon's 2002 invasion, and how Bush is making possible Israel's control of the entire Mideast. Michael Collins Piper of the American Free Press says, Pike's video, Why the Mideast Bleeds, is the most straightforward, fact-filled presentation available today. It's a must-see. Send $25 to Ted Pike, Box 203, Oregon City, Oregon, 97045. Why the Mideast Bleeds, Ted Pike's monumental video, is available now. Send $25 to Ted Pike, Box 203, Oregon City, Oregon, 97045. Or visit their website at truthtellers.org.
All right, John Kottmeyer, founder of Save a Patriot Fellowship, the website save-a-patriot.org, or link through it at InfoWars.com. Finishing up your story that you were getting into with zoning that your book covers.
I said I built a house without a permit, and they charged me with it. The judge gave a Feretta hearing where, you know, they asked if I wanted to have a lawyer, and I said, no, I'll handle it myself. And that was in 1975. The judge said to me as I left the room, okay, I'm gonna set the case in 19 days. I said, fine, Judge, wild horses couldn't keep me out of the courtroom. In 1979, we went over and looked and seen it was now processed in 1977. Because they didn't want me going in and explaining to a jury about zoning and how it's unconstitutional.
Now, for those that don't know, they're moving ahead with this with incredible tyranny. They claim because it's a misdemeanor or a petty civil matter, you, quote, can have a jury now, which is a fraud. Of course, John can teach you how to do that, get
right.
A jury. But they now have the National Association of Counties, Cities, Governors, Water Districts, and they're unifying the zoning laws and putting incredible draconian stuff into it.
Well, you know, the zoning laws all came from the Rockefeller University of Chicago. They've been canned there for years. And they start out there and go to all the counties, and they have these county administrators who all go to school there to be taught about zoning laws. The whole thing is part of the one world government. People used to being told what to do with their property.
It's feudalism or serfdom.
Of course, it's conditioning. The American people, they've been conditioned over the years. You know, Gordon Liddy wrote a book, When I Was a Boy, America Was Free. And a lot of the things in that book I can relate to, because I was born then. He talks about walking down the street with a gun and nobody paid any attention to you when you were a young boy. I did those things.
Same thing with my dad, and this is just in the early 60s. He'd walk right in with a shotgun to school and stick it in his locker.
Hey, let me tell you something. Right after the war was over, I was still in elementary school. I was 1945. I was 11 years old. And they had a junkyard down the street from us, which was full of war material, tanks, airplanes, everything. And I used to go down there and get around back and climb over the fence, you know, and rip my pants on the barbed wire, getting over there, get into the tanks and turn the turrets. We had guns, you know, you found Lugers in the glove boxes and all, had handguns. I got on a streetcar and went to school with a bazooka and a bazooka shell in my hand. Nobody even paid any attention to me. They didn't show it to my friends.
And everybody had their doors open at night, and you didn't have all these shootings.
That's correct. I mean, people pay no more attention to that. They knew I wasn't going to use that.
John Kottmeyer, I'm going to want to get you back up on the show to talk about law, to talk about cases, to talk about how to respond. In the next week or two, call me back or I'll call you. I want to get you on for a couple of hours and let you talk about the law and get into details on that. People can link through to your great website and get your new book. Thanks for coming on today.
Well, I'd like to make an announcement before we go off, if I may. On September the 27th in Lexington, Massachusetts, we're going to have a book signing up there in a conference, which will also have, along with myself, be Peter Kershaw and Pastor Garrett Lair. If anybody's interested.
All right, and there's information on Save a Patriot about that. Thanks for joining us, John.
Okey-doke.
God bless you. We'll have you back up on the show soon. I miss having John Kottmeyer on. I'm out of time. I hope you visit herbalhealer.com. They're great sponsors. They got great products. They got correspondence courses. You get a free catalog, free newsletter. It's a 120-page catalog. Give them a call at 870-269-4177, 870-269-4177, or herbalhealer.com. Get control of your life, and that starts with your health, folks. 870-269-4177. Get the free catalog and save a lot of money on your supplements. Herbalhealer.com. I'm out of time. Sorry to callers who didn't have time to get to. And again, I'll be back tonight, 9 to midnight, Central Standard Time. And yes, I didn't plug in this hour. Please go to InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. You believe in what we're doing and get my video, support what we're doing, make copies of the films, get them out to people, and wake America up. I'm out of time. Back tonight, 9 to midnight. Back tomorrow, 11 to 2 during the day. God bless you all.
Through the years of providing water filters to America, you've come to us and we've listened. You asked us to make the water level visible to eliminate the guesswork when refilling the water. We want.